You're listening to I'm Right, Deal With It with Andy Parrish.
Oh, hi folks, I'm Andy Parrish. This is the Andy Parrish Show. I'm Right, Deal With It. And I can't wait till the end of this episode, because anybody who decides to talk to you about ballot security, drop boxes, you're going to be able to look at them and say, you know what? I'm right. Deal with it. And they're going to have no response, because what you're going to find out today should disturb all of us when it comes to really preserving our democratic process. So far, the Democrats are like 0 for a million on wanting to keep intact the democratic process that we have to select who governs over us. Let's just quick review. Kamala Harris, Tim Walz in the primary, where Joe Biden got 14 million votes. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz got exactly zero primary votes from Democratic voters. Zero. Joe Biden got 14 million, but then the powers that be decide, now we want Kamala and Tim. See, democracy didn't happen there. And then you go to the convention when it comes time to nominate somebody, and the nominations committee put out one name that could be considered for nomination, and that was Kamala Harris. So all of the delegates in Chicago got to vote, but they only had one choice, Kamala Harris. Now we're like, oh, for a bunch, right? And then the Teamsters Union holds a survey of its members. 60-some percent of them say endorse Trump. 30-some say endorse Kamala, and they say no endorsement. They don't care about democracy. They care about democratold. That's what they're really believing in. And they found new ways to do it. And one of these new ways for their new democratold is drop boxes. And they get on the news and they say that these drop boxes, oh, they're so secure. They're so secure. Democracy, easier to participate. They really mean it's democratold and easier for them to win, because they can't win by following what we've done for hundreds of years. They can't. Kamala cannot win without Pennsylvania, Michigan, or Wisconsin. The electoral map will just not allow it. She's got to win all three. Trump only has to win one. She's got to win all three. So here in Wisconsin, we had drop boxes in 2020, and then they were ruled as not legal. We couldn't have them. And then the Supreme Court flipped to a liberal Supreme Court and they ruled, hey, guess what? No, you can have them. And they're going to leave it up to the city clerks to determine whether they want drop boxes or not. Now let's go to my new favorite mayor, Mayor Doug Dinney. He's up in Wausau, Wisconsin. Finally, a conservative I can believe in. Of course, the news readers and the print media, they don't miss a beat to say, well, he ran as a mega Republican and he ran as a conservative and he's a Republican and blah, blah, blah. And Mayor Dinney, I'm always right, so you're just going to have to go along with this. But Mayor Dinney can't be more than 170 pounds. The AP has this. I'm going to post this on the website and I'll tweet it out. Andy Parrish, or X it out, whatever you call it. But at Andy Parrish on Twitter, andyparrishshow.com. You can see it there. Here's Mayor Dinney at City Hall in Wausau, and he's got an appliance dolly, and God bless him, he's wearing a hard hat. And this guy got this box up, and he's wheeling it away. And they're all saying, oh, look, he's breaking the law, blah, blah, blah. Hey, y'all told me these things were safe and secure. How's this 170-pound dude able to carry one of these drop boxes away on a dolly by himself? Where is the election security? Where's the security that has this bad boy bolted down and alarms that go out? See, it doesn't happen. Literally, nobody is talking about how this dude was able to just walk away with a drop box. It was more, this evil Republican hates democracy. Nobody's asking how this guy was able to cart it away. And he's the mayor. The Supreme Court left it up to the city clerks. He is the mayor. He doesn't want it there. He can move it. And he's saying he didn't do anything wrong. If I'm the clerk and I'm the Democrats who just love these things, what do you say that this guy was able to just haul one away? That is some scary, scary stuff. And so that got me thinking, why do Democrats want to have drop boxes everywhere? Everywhere that they want them in every place. So we used to have a saying in Washington that figures don't lie, but the figurers do. Unfortunately for Democrats, I'm really good at making voting statistics, predictions. And you could try to shoot apart my numbers, but you'll lose 10 out of 10 times. So let me set the stage for you a little bit. In 2016, Donald J. Trump beat Hillary Clinton here in Wisconsin by a little over 20,000 votes. It was a great night. Trump, I think, ended up with 311 electoral votes. I think he's going to get 312 this time. That's where I'm putting my money at. But he beat her in Wisconsin. He worked hard here. The people of Wisconsin responded. Wisconsin is changing. We are a changing state. We are probably one of the only true states where you don't know which way it's going to go. Now let's go to 2020. Joe Biden. Joe Biden wins the state of Wisconsin by a little over 20,000 votes. And we had drop boxes. And you're thinking, well, Andy, come on. Pandemic, blah, blah. All right. So I took it a step further and I decided to do some research. I took the votes from 2016, the votes from 2020. I looked where Biden outperformed Hillary the most at. And then I looked to see how many drop boxes were located within those counties. You ready for this shocker, folks? You ready for this? In the top 10 counties where Joe Biden significantly outperformed Hillary Clinton, 9 of them had drop box locations. The only one that didn't was Rock County, which is the Janesville area. He did increase his vote there, but wait till you hear this. You ready? In Dane County in Madison, Wisconsin, I just kind of shudder every time I drive through there. Terribly liberal city. Biden got 10,441 more votes than Hillary Clinton had, and he increased his vote total from 64.1% is what Hillary had in 2016 to a whopping 73.4% of ballots cast. 10,000 votes. Now let's keep in mind, Biden won the entire state by 20,500 votes, roughly. Let's go to the other city that makes me shudder, Milwaukee County. Biden, they had 15 drop boxes in Milwaukee County. Hillary Clinton got 62.1% of the vote. Joe Biden got 69.4% of the vote. He netted 14,111 more votes than Hillary Clinton did. Are you seeing a pattern here? That's just two counties, 25,000 new votes. Biden wins by 20,000. Let's go to Kenosha County. Hillary Clinton got 47% of the vote. She didn't get half. And oh my gosh, Joe Biden walks away with 55.6% of the vote. They have 3 drop boxes. You're never going to guess what. 2,341 more votes than what Hillary Clinton got. Racine County follows the same thing. Hillary did not get 50% of the vote in Racine County. They also have 3 drop boxes. Biden gets 55% of the vote. Outagamie County, I love saying that. Outagamie County. They had 5 drop boxes. Hillary got 43.4% of the vote. Biden gets 48.5%. Winnebago County, La Crosse County, and Eau Claire County. They also had drop boxes. Biden did better by 3% in Eau Claire County. La Crosse County, he got 1,511 more votes than Hillary had. Winnebago County, he got 1,700 more votes than Hillary got, and Joe won by 20. But that's not the thing. See, the idea of a drop box is not something that we oppose, right? Not something like if you want to go down to your county and essentially deposit your ballot like you do going to the bank. Go up to the county wall, it's all brick. You open a little container, put your ballot in there, you shut it. Maybe you punch in your voter number with it. You look up, there's a camera like there is at every Quick Trip or in every gas station now. where they have self-checkout. You have a little self-checkout. Boom, put it in. Boom, done. I don't care. I don't care. If that's how you want to do it, do it. But when you got 15 drop boxes, 14 drop boxes, and they're all over the place, and you add in the fact that Wisconsin does not have a law against ballot harvesting. Let me tell you what ballot harvesting is. Ballot harvesting is you go door to door. Let me back up one more second. You can get voter rolls for free. Well, not for free, but it's public record with the Wisconsin Election Commissions and how individuals voted. Find a pattern of individuals who are voting by absentee ballots. Campaigns do this, by the way. It's called the chase. It's your chasing absentee ballots is the term. How's your absentee chase going? That's what people will say. So we know who gets absentee ballots. Then typically, as a Republican, we would call Republicans who got absentee ballots to make sure that they mailed them in. In Wisconsin, you can do it differently. There's no prohibition on who can collect that ballot. So instead of calling, let's say campaign volunteers go out door to door with a walk list and say, hey, I'm some official. I look official, but I'm not going to say I'm official, but I wear a name tag as official absentee ballot collector. I just don't say for who. And I'm dressed nicely and I go door to door. And 91-year-old grandpa answers the door and this nice young lady who's got a nice tag says, hey, I'll take your absentee ballot for you. We installed drop boxes in the county now, so I can collect those and drop those off for you. Pretty shady, but here's where it gets really shady. What do you think that campaign volunteer is going to do if they collect a ballot from me and they see a Trump sign in my yard? What do you think they're going to do when they get in their car? Do you really think that that is going to make that into a drop box? Do you? Well, I don't, you know what? If you think that that's going to happen, let me share the rest of the statistics with you. In Dane County, where they have 14 drop boxes, Donald Trump got 31.1% of the vote in 2016. And in 2020, he got 24.2%. Donald Trump lost 3,419 votes. In Milwaukee County, 15 drop boxes. 2016, Donald Trump got 35.1% of the vote. 2020, he got 29.4%. He lost 5,511 votes. Yeah. Every county with a drop box, Donald Trump lost votes. If you just look at Dane County and Milwaukee County, Donald Trump lost roughly 9,000 votes in those two counties. Joe Biden got 24,000 votes, which is a net swing of about 35,000 votes. By the way, Biden won by 20,500 votes, 20,500-ish votes. In two counties alone that are Democrat-controlled, Biden gets 14,000 more in Milwaukee, 10,000 more in Dane County. Roughly 25,000 when you add everything up. And in those same counties, Trump loses roughly 9,000 votes, makes it a 34,000 vote swing. Biden wins by 20,500-ish votes. Every county that had a drop box, Trump lost votes in. And Biden outperformed everybody and got 73% of the entire vote in Dane County. Almost 70% of the entire vote in Milwaukee County. Hillary got 64 and 62 respectively. So let's go back. Anybody can collect a ballot. Anyone can request the rolls, the vote rolls from the Wisconsin Election Commission, get vote history, name, address, phone number, however they registered. And anybody can go door to door looking as official as they want and collect a ballot and say, we just installed new drop boxes. I'm an official ballot collector in Dane County. I didn't lie at all there. If I said for Dane County, I would. I'm official to somebody. They collect them, they get in their car, and they go fill these things up with votes. See, if you had to show up in person, like a cash machine, stick it in, it reads it just like when you vote, slap your ID in there. I don't care. But I do care that we don't have a law that prohibits ballot harvesting and chasing absentee ballots. In all the counties, all of them that had drop boxes, Joe Biden outperformed Clinton's totals significantly. And in the 10 counties I listed out, Trump lost votes in every single one. Do you really think if somebody needs to cast an absentee ballot because they're too old and too frail, that they are going to walk to a park in downtown Milwaukee at night, find a ballot box, put it in there, and then walk home? Do you really think that? If you are old and frail, are you going to go drop your ballot off at some random location? Don't tell me it's at a county office when you have 15 in your county. Don't tell me it's in a county office when you have 14 in your county. Don't tell me they're secure when 170-pound Doug Dinney can put one on a dolly in Wausau, Wisconsin, and haul it away. I can take this a step further with voter identification. We can buy anyone's consumer data. It's all for sale. You would think that Facebook is a product? Nuh-uh. You're the product. You'd think Gmail is a product? Nope. You're the product. All of that stuff's for sale. Your credit reports minus your score and any personal information, but your purchasing habits, all for sale. All for sale. I could very easily still to this day with very primitive software take 500 known Republicans, mix in their Facebook fan pages, their likes, all of that stuff, their consumer purchasing behavior, and I could develop a model and I could say with pretty darn good certainty that if you met that criteria, 85% or more, you were just as conservative as they were. It is scary. Kohl's does this. Retail does this. Politics caught up on this. Campaigns have this data. They simply marry it up to who's going to have an absentee ballot. They are doing their job to chase it, except they collect it. And I don't like that. Somebody else explained to me why Trump lost actual votes from what he got in 2016. 2020 and how Biden did so well. And Mayor Dinney walks away with a box. See, they are trying to pitch this as this mega Republican. He doesn't want people to participate in the democratic process. But we really mean the Democratold process. They have zero track record on supporting democracy. Don't believe them. But let's go on. Let's keep looking at more as to why they want more and more of these. Dane County, would you be willing to guess where the largest college is in Wisconsin? Well, you're so smart, Dane County. Do you know what you need to vote as a college student in Wisconsin? Your student ID works along with your any type of tuition receipt. That's your ID. So I could have an Iowa ID. If I have my student ID and I have a tuition receipt or any type of receipt with my name and where I'm at, I can vote. Milwaukee County, the most populous county that we have. Milwaukee's huge. Milwaukee is a liberal stronghold. They also have a large college there. 15 drop boxes. La Crosse. We have 1, 2, 3 colleges in the city of La Crosse. Eau Claire, I know they've got at least one. It's interesting that these aren't really going out into farm fields. They're going into liberal strongholds. And I'm telling you folks, the idea that anybody can go door to door and collect an absentee ballot is scary. And it's terrible for our process. How is 91-year-old grandpa going to know if his vote was counted or not? How's he going to know? He's going to go online? No. No, but if we have drop boxes for him, he can walk in there. Really? Grandpa's going to go walk in a park at night 91-year-old grandpa to go, like, on a little search and find for a Dropbox and slap one in there. These Dropboxes are nothing more than a resource for campaigns to collect as many of the ballots they want and drop them in. So you can go door to door in Wisconsin. Anybody can. And say, hey, I'm here to collect your ballot. You think they're all going to make it in? This is Democratold at its finest. This is something that we can't have. And this is something that Democrats are going to continue to push for. If you've noticed, too, by the way, now they're pushing for this whole, we want to register you to vote the minute you get your driver's license. You know what they really want in their Democratold? They want compensatory voting where you get fined if you don't vote. And the idea of compensatory voting is completely against everything that we believe in and that our founders believe in when it comes to democracy. We can tackle that a whole nother time. But the first step in you deciding to have a voice in the way we govern sometimes means not having a voice at all. Sometimes it means I don't like any of the people. I'm not going to vote. But now, with Dropboxes everywhere, with this automatic voter registration when you're 18, we're going to compensatory voting, folks. We're headed towards a point where you're going to be forced to vote or face fines. We're already at a point where anybody in the state of Wisconsin, anyone in the world, can try to collect a ballot from somebody and say they're going to go put it in a Dropbox for them. Don't have to register with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to do that. Don't have to do anything. Just go door to door. Say, I'll take it for you. Folks, the numbers don't lie, but figurers do. I don't lie. I'm right. You can look at the numbers yourself. They're up on the website. Somebody give me a better explanation. I would love to hear it. You can argue that with me on Twitter. You can argue with that on me with Why do I keep calling it Twitter? You can argue that with me on X, Instagram, Facebook. Hell, you can even call the show. We can talk about it right here. But this has got to stop. This assault on democracy and turning it into Democratold has to stop. How can anybody with a right mind believe the Democrats when they say, vote for us to save democracy? Kamala Harris got zero votes in the primary. Biden won them all, and we disenfranchised 14 million of our own voters. 14 million Democrat voters who went to the polls to participate in democracy were just told you got it wrong by the parties that be. They disenfranchised the elderly. They disenfranchised people of different sexual orientations. They disenfranchised Black people, brown people, young people, old people. They said, you got it wrong. So we're going to fix it for you. Then you go to the convention, the nominating committee puts out one name, Kamala Harris, and she wins the nomination. Democratold at its finest. What are you going to do? If you leave it blank, she still wins. Now what are they doing? They're now saying we're going to collect your ballot because we can, and we can put it in these drop boxes. But there's no guarantee that your vote's going to make it in there because I have identified the party you belong to. Maybe I see a yard sign in your front yard. Maybe I see a bumper sticker. Maybe I check the public donations record to see who you donate to. And I'm already picking up 3 ballots on this street. Why not pick up one more? Got 2 hands. Got a right hand and a left hand. Not very hard to separate them, is it? We'll take care of that for you, Grandpa. And then they say their drop boxes are there so that everyone can participate. Really, you tell me who's going to go walk in a park at like 11:30 at night to go drop their ballot off. Grandpa's not doing that. Come on. There's just locations for you guys to keep dumping ballots and keep going because you've ran out. Ballot security matters. Democracy matters. This is Democratold. This is the Democrats' version of what they want. And once they win, it's not going to be just telling you you have to vote. It's not going to be telling you who to vote for. It's going to be telling you how to do everything in your life. This is not the time for a social experiment on voting. But see, they have the same numbers that I ran through. And it's not just here in Wisconsin. Many other states allow for the same crap. If you're in one of those states, I'll post a link on my website for states that don't have any restrictions on who can collect the ballot. Some states, more liberal states, they try to get real cute with us and say, the designee of the elector. The designee of the elector is anyone who shows up at their door. If I say, here's my ballot, turn it in. That's the designee. I gave permission. So folks, when you're arguing with somebody about drop boxes, I don't care if it's at the county office where you got to walk up and you got to punch in your ID or scan it and then slip your ballot in just as you would at the poll. But they want us to argue drop boxes because they want to deflect from the real issue, which is that they get to go around and they get to collect ballots and they get to put ballots in those drop boxes. And they have all the voter identification in the world to determine how you're going to vote. They're deflecting from the issue. They really are. They're trying to make us make an argument that we want to prevent democracy from being easy. This is just the Democratic Party telling the voting public, if you get it wrong, we will give you Democratold. I'm Andy Parrish. I'm right. Thanks for joining. Follow me on all the places where you can get your podcast. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram, please. And remember, folks, now you can look somebody in the eye and say, I'm me. I'm right. Deal with it.
You've been listening to I'm Right. Deal with it with Andy Parrish.